It is now time for our Pet of the Week show, presented by Farm and Friend Veterinary Service in Cameron, Gallatin, and Hamilton.
Welcome into another week of Pet of the Week here on Regional Radio. My name is Eric Meisner, taking time out of her busy schedule to join us once again here on our broadcast this week. The familiar voice you will soon hear from Green Hills Animal Shelter is that of Terry Webb. Terry, as always, thank you so much for taking time out of your always busy day to join us here for another broadcast of Pet of the Week. We thank you for bringing by a new four-legged friend this week. It's a canine friend this week. Thank you so much for bringing by Sundance.
Thank you, as always, so much for having us. We're so happy to introduce everyone to Sundance. He is about 2 years old, and he's a corgi mix who came to the shelter with his best buddy, Butch.
A corgi mix who came to the shelter with his best buddy, Butch. Terry, I've talked with you off air that you just saying the words corgi is a big trigger for me, and I'm sure a lot of others. Terry, if you could tell us a little bit about Sundance and what makes this young corgi mix so special.
Well, Sundance was found looking for a warm place to sleep with his buddy, and the person that found them brought them to the shelter in hopes that they would find their way home, but no one ever claimed them. And, you know, since they've been there, they've just stolen our hearts. Sundance is a sweet dog. He's quiet. He's gentle. He may seem a little shy when he first meets you, but it doesn't take him any time at all to warm up, and that happy little wiggly personality comes through.
Terry, in my own experience, and I believe you said as much off air as well, corgis both very playful and very smart, sometimes more so for the, you know, too much so for their own good, I guess I should say, in that regard. Does that ring true for Sundance as well?
It very much rings true for Sundance. He is incredibly smart. He's got that herding breed genetics in him, and that intelligence, you know, makes him want to learn and to, you know, he needs a little entertainment so that he doesn't become bored.
Absolutely. Terry, if he could talk to us, Sundance and or Butch, what kind of forever home do you think they would ask for?
Well, he would ask for an indoor home so he could spend a lot of time with his family. He would be an amazing all-around family dog. He's good with children. He gets along well with other dogs. And I think if he could give us his biggest wish for a home, while adopting him and Butch together is not a requirement, I think he would tell us that that would be his dream, to be adopted with his friend Butch. And if someone can facilitate that, the shelter will offer them a special reduced adoption rate to keep them together forever.
That's awesome news, Terry. Even better. If our listeners want to find out more information about Sundance and or Butch or take that next step, how do they get in contact with the shelter?
They can give us a call. Our number is 660-359-2700, or just stop by during open business hours.
I encourage you to go online to our website at northwestmoinfo.com under Pet of the Week to check out photos of Sundance, because if you have not seen a corgi mix, it is the corgi frame with the mix layered on top, it seems like, and they are always just too cute. If you've not checked him out, northwestmoinfo.com. That's Terry Webb from Green Hills Animal Shelter joining us once again here on our broadcast this week. Terry, thank you so much for all your hard work today. And hopefully because of all your hard work, we can find Sundance and Butch forever homes.
Thank you again for having us. We are very hopeful that Sundance and his buddy Butch will be making someone's heart smile in a home very soon.
Terry, thank you so much for joining us once again here on Pet of the Week on Regional Radio.